All right, let's go to the lines. We got Phil waiting on us. He's on the way to work. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Hope everybody's having a good day.
Good. Hope you are, too.
I am. I wasn't going to call out, Dylan, but I'm sorry. The Blossom, peanut butter Blossom, that's just a variation of a peanut butter cookie. That shouldn't be on the list. That's saying the oatmeal raisin and throwing in the chocolate chip is also should be on the list. No, you got to do better than that. But that's not why I call. I am conflicted. I am a season ticket holder for Atlanta United, founding member. And about the day after they sold Almada, I get a package in the mail from Atlanta United, and I'm thinking, this is it. This is my rebate check for my season ticket. Because, you know, if they're going to sell something for $20 million, I should get something back. What I got was a cheap car license tag frame as a thank you. And then I hear this morning that we're going to sell Caleb Wiley, and now you add it all up, it's $40 million. I'm tired of selling people. I want to build a dynasty. I want to win.
Well, the reality of the situation is that
they're not sitting. That's not like pure money they just sit on.
Yeah, they reinvest it. That's how they're able to go get guys like Almada from you know, South America, where he came, and basically pay that transfer fee, and then they invest it in there. That's the business model of the MLS.
It's just how it has to be done. Yeah,
it's not like an Atlanta United problem. And I understand, Phil. I first off, you're dead on about your.
Well, he's
your
frustrated because it's been diminishing returns since the title,
and
he's frustrated.
That's
like the entire fan base.
Very understandable. That I'm not going to sit here and tell you can't be frustrated. I would just say that is the business model of the MLS. You know, you either do it that way or you bring in an older star, kind of like Messi. But when you do that, you have to give up a lot of things, like, you know, ownership stuff. And obviously Messi is involved in the Apple TV right deal. So I get it, but they do reinvest the money in the squad. It's not like, to your point, Rob, it's not like Arthur Blank gets a check and he's like, oh, look, straight up $40 million. I get cash that.
No, he's going to be writing one for that just along with every other NFL team.
This is the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. Maybe you have some thoughts on Marcell Ozuna participating in the home run derby at All-Star Week next week. No, you're excited about it.
Well, look, I like to watch one of my guys go out there. Hopefully he can win. I hope, man, how cool would it be if it's Pete Alonso and Marcell Ozuna in the final and Marcell just puts an absolute hammering on him. I mean, yeah, it just... You want to beat the Mets at everything, but Pete Alonso, he just rubs you the wrong. He's very much like a Bryce Harper personality, where if he's on your team, he's your guy. But if he's not, you despise him. I think Chris Sale was that way a lot people.
Absolutely. But see, I just like Bryce Harper. I do like Bryce Harper.
I do like Bryce Harper too, but he's not very liked here.
Throw it again. Remember, that's Pete Alonso. Throw it again.
Yeah.
Throw it again.
Had that work out for him.
Yeah.
Who did he do that to? Who was that he did that
to? It was against the Braves.
I know it was us, but I can't remember the pitcher. I can't remember the pitcher.
He hit a three-run homer, I think, off of him.
Yeah, it wasn't Strider, but it was one of our young pitchers. But, yeah, it might have been Elder last year, honestly. It might have been Bryce Elder. But that's the thing. There's so many guys like that in this league, in all leagues, that you hate if they're on
– Yep.
on the other team, but you love them if they're your guy, but they're jerks.
We got Chris on the line in Atlanta. What's going on, Chris?
What up? I'm late for work.
Hey, join the club. Story of my life.
Okay.
Hey, got a couple things. Did y'all watch OTE, right?
Did we? Did you?
OTE.
Did y'all watch OTE at all? Yeah. Those youngsters playing basketball. They had one guy, 6'9".
Zach Edey?
John, I think his last name's Thompson. He's going to Georgia playing football instead.
You're talking about Overtime Elite?
Yeah, OTE, yeah.
Sorry. Oh, yeah, he'll be one of the tallest, right, football players? Is that the guy you're
talking about? The 6'11 kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He's successful out there. And then secondly is they OTX this Friday. Are y'all going to go out there and go watch some OTX boxing?
Man, I would love to. I'll be on the road. I got a WNBA game this weekend, so I'll be out the mix, unfortunately.
Where's boxing this weekend?
I cut out. I don't know. But
OTX.
But where is it at?
It's somewhere here in Atlanta. Oh, it's at the OTX boxing is actually at the OT Arena here in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. This Friday. Yeah. I don't know if I'll make it out. This is where's the end the OT of the summer arena? For me.
It's right there by Atlantic Station, like right, basically right at the entrance of the Atlantic Station.
I'm intrigued.
It's tough for me.
I do love a lot boxing. Of events there.
Love boxing.
This is a time of the year for me where I don't even want to leave my house because
you're not you will be constantly away from your house when football season really.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel for you because Tiffy, you're next. It started in June.
Next week.
You started,
I'm not with y'all next Friday. I don't think so.
Yeah, you're not. But you started WNBA a couple weeks ago. And so it's been all your weekend. So it started up.
But that, I mean, at least basketball's so different.
So easy to do
those.
There's
so many. It's a bit of a different. Yeah, it's quite the opposite load from football. Like, whereas NFL, I'm leaving sometime on Thursday. You do meetings with the home team Friday, meetings with the away team on Saturday. Game on Sunday. It's like a 4-day event. Whereas basketball, there's so many games and so much availability. Even just this past weekend, I'm walking on the court to go talk to Brianna Stewart. So and you're doing that right before the game. So I'm jotting down my notes that I might use in the game. So it's a lot different than doing football. So.
Football is so time consuming when you cover it because there's so much that goes into the studying and stuff of it, but I wouldn't mind getting. I'm a big fight guy. I watch the UFC and boxing as I can, but it's just hard to get to events at sometimes when you've got so much to do in a short time to get there. As far as when the season comes, because I mean we are 15 days from our first training camp. It's the 24th, and it is coming fast.
That's crazy. This year has flown by.
That's because you've been having fun sitting here next to me for 3 hours a day.
Yeah. Dang it. I thought it was time to go to break so I could get out of an awkward
aged you like
situation.
A
situation. You know? Taking 3 years off my life. I feel like, what was it, Rose on the Titanic or the old lady where they finally talked to her at the end?
Rose, slide over and let Leo on the raft. That's all you had to do.
Did you think it was selfish of her to throw that thing in the ocean?
It's like, wow.
Why wouldn't
selfish.
She just...
She wouldn't move over and let Leo get up on the raft with her. Then she throws away the priceless piece of jewelry.
And then she marries. She goes and gets married.
She's awful.
What was she supposed to do? Wait.
She's toxic.
Well, let me tell you something. She went on the boat with one guy. Then she cheated on him and left him.
Yeah.
On the boat.
And then left Leo to die.
And then left him to die.
She's awful.
And then she goes and marries. And she kept that billion-dollar piece of jewelry for 84 years or however long it was.
It was 84.
And why don't you give it to your grandkids or something? They could have used that to maybe pay for college. She's awful.
Do you believe she meant to throw it, though? Because the way she threw it, she's like, she dropped it. But she kind of had
an arm spasm.
She meant to throw it because she's toxic.
Tiffany, what would you have done in that situation?
If I was on were they floating on? It's like a door or something? I can't remember.
Something like that, yeah.
I mean, there appeared to be enough room, but then you have to factor in weight. And then, I'm trying to think, hindsight's 20/20, right? Like, knowing the knowledge I know now, that single women, you live longer. Single women live longer.
Married men live longer.
Exactly, and married women don't live long. So that tells you all you need to know. I might have let old Leo just drift away. I'm not going to suck the life out of me.
Yeah, but then why get married? Why go get married?
Well, then you can live a long life alone with your cats.
Be careful, they'll eat you.
Yeah, cats will eat you first. I think all animals will probably eventually eat you.
So eventually
cats
they'll get around to
it. No,
cats are purely carnivores.
A dog would sit right beside you and would not eat you.
It's still an animal at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
If you're hungry enough. I mean, crash a plane in the Andes, you're going to...
People had this topic
out
there.
You're going to eat the other humans when there's nothing left.
There was
you're going to be drinking urine and eating human flesh.
About dogs possibly, like what... Like, would the cat eat you first or the dog? And people were saying, you know what? I love my dog so much. I hope my dog would feed off of me. I didn't make that comment.
It almost sounds autoerotic.
That's what people said, you know?
Who are these people?
I don't know. Just in a comment section one day. Some days I like to go down a rabbit hole. I'll look at I never make comments, but I'll go look at them. Because sometimes you're like, how are people this stupid? But, you know.
I interact on Twitter every day. I know I'm very up on how that, but people eating each other, dogs eating each other.
It was a thing. It was a weird thing. I don't know. The kids were doing it.